Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 45 for March 4th, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
I'm going to say happy birthday to my girlfriend, whose birthday is tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Monday.
Your birthday, your girlfriend's birthday is the release of MLB games?
Yes.
And a Tiger Woods demo?
Yes.
Amazing. You should tell her to buy you MLB games and a Tiger Woods demo.
That's not going to happen.
That's how birthdays work, I think.
All right, Scott. We don't spend that much on each other.
Well, hey. Scott.
Yeah.
What have you been playing this week?
The big thing I've been playing this week is Star Wars Pinball.
Is that that's Zen Pinball?
Zen Pinball, Zen Pinball on PS3, Pinball FX2 on Xbox 360, essentially the same game.
Right. The PS3 version also translates to PSP.
And Vita, I believe?
Yeah, Vita. What's a PSP? Forgot about that.
So yeah, I guess if you have both, then get it on PS3. Otherwise, I don't know, go with the one where more of your friends play, because that's what that game's all about, is, you know, leaderboards and stuff like that. Really nice tables. There's one based on The Empire Strikes Back, one based on Boba Fett, and one based on the Clone Wars cartoon, which I don't particularly care about, but they came in a pack, so it's not a bad table.
How long till the Jar Jar Binks pack?
Never.
All right. Anything else, Scott? Did you play anything in, say, a Best Buy store?
I did play something in a Best Buy store, and where I played a whole inning of MLB 2K13. Because it was in the Xbox. Which kind of, honestly, I then, later that night, went and played MLB 2K10, which my friend still has laying around. It's actually my copy that I gave him. And I could not tell you the differences. And mind you, I'm going from 10 to 13.
I mean, you could probably go from 8.
Oh, no. 8, 9, and 10 were all, I thought, actually did a lot of improvement. Well, no, 8 to 9 was a big step down, and then 9 to 10, they kind of, righted the ship again. I do have to say, in that the one inning I played, you know, the game looks and feels solid. Not great. I've always said that the 2K series' biggest problem is that the show exists.
Excellent. Well played.
Because I honestly think 2K gets a lot of blind hate sometimes.
It's true. I understand that.
If you only have an Xbox, it's a fine baseball game. If you've got a PS3, you shouldn't look twice at it. if not even a first time.
How's your Fire Emblem coming along?
I experienced my first rage quit character permadeath. You know, screw that. I'm going to start over. Start that chapter over.
Interesting. So, anything else?
I don't think so, other than, you know, the usual NHL. I'm out of the playoffs in the Madden League, so I haven't touched Madden in a little while.
I have traded in NHL and Madden.
Good for you.
Which have made my MLB 2K13 purchases, a crazy idea, made my MLB 13 purchases much easier to swallow.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to say about MLB 2K13. The first thing I went and did is figure out where the Astros were. They are in the AL.
Excellent.
So there was something done. But like I said, in game, like the intro, it's all seen the same. The interface is all seen the same. Honestly, I think the biggest crime is that they're releasing this game for $60.
Well, you can get it for what, $70 with
$80 with NBA 2K13.
But you get $10 off if you order from Amazon.
Ah, I see.
And you get $10 off and good peace of mind if you order from thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon.
But you should just get the show.
Yeah, get the show.
If you have a PS3.
Which is actually one of the things I've been playing this week.
I went back
and played a couple games.
I would not advise buying a PS3 just for the show, says the guy who bought a PS3 just for the show.
I mean, once you get into the PS3, you're fine.
Yeah, I've probably said this before. I wish I had gone PS3 instead of Xbox.
Yeah. Well, you get your chance to fix that in a couple months.
Closer to a year or more for me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Let's see. I have played some MLB 12. MLB 12 just to reminisce a little bit. Played like my last Road to Glory game.
See, I sold that off.
Road to the Show.
Road to the Show, yeah. I sold that off in, like, October.
No, you always got to have it just in case. Just in case you get that itch, Scott.
I use the bigs for that itch.
You know what I should have been playing more of is Professional Baseball Spirits 2010. Because I've been playing that like a madman recently.
The very excellent Japanese baseball game?
Yeah, I highly plan on getting the 2013 release. It comes out on my wedding anniversary, so I told my wife, don't get me anything except for Japanese baseball games.
I thought Rich was going to go grab it for you.
I mean, hey, however I get it, that's all that really matters.
Well, speaking of Rich, should we do Rich's what he's been playing?
Rich has been playing MLB 13 The Show, because Rich is one of those guys.
He gets a nice review copy.
Yeah. Lucky guy, Rich Grisham.
If you follow all of us on Twitter, we were amusingly tweeting at each other about this last night, and by various levels of hate for him at this exact moment.
Well, he has gotten a restraining order so that I don't come to his door and try to steal the game from him.
Now, could you just go over and play it?
I mean, I probably could have asked, but I didn't think about that. Also, Scott, great news.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, me and Rich Grisham will be heading up to Boston for PAX East.
I'll have fun with that.
I will get to spend 7 hours in a car with Roll Tide himself. That should be interesting.
Can we get audio? Can we get like a tape recording going of this?
I was thinking there's got to be some way that I can record, just in case we have a good conversation.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be the most awkward silence for 7 hours.
Oh, well, I like would think
three and a half each way.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, that's not so bad then.
I was thinking maybe I'd just download an episode of the Giant Bombcast, and then we could just listen to that, because that takes about 3.5 hours.
Oh, there you go.
Scott, guess what?
What?
No recent iTunes reviews, so I don't need to keep iTunes open.
I see.
Yeah, Japanese baseball, Major League Baseball.
It's baseball season.
I don't know what else. I think that's it.
It's that great time of year. Spring training has started. The snow's starting to melt. Brewers already have like 3 players on the injured reserve. It's great.
Are they letting anybody go to the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, I think Axford's on the Canadian team. Braun, I think, is on Team USA.
Huh.
I think Gallardo's playing for someone too. I don't know for sure though.
Interesting. I wish them all good luck. Unless they play the Netherlands, in which case I hope they lose. Yeah, those games at like 5 o'clock in the morning, kind of ridiculous idea.
I haven't yet. I haven't thought to get up that early or have otherwise been up that early or late, whichever way you want to look at it.
Well, the first big game is until Wednesday morning between Cuba and Japan. I think that's on at like 8 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, that's not so bad. I might catch some of that one then.
Yeah, I'll probably watch a little bit before I go to work.
I'm off that day. So No, wait. What am I saying? I'm going to be playing the show.
Yeah, also true. I think that's it for that. Oh, Scott, let me tell you. So, Saturday morning, I wake up. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife looks over at me and she's like, are you getting a PS4? I was like, interesting question.
Sounds like a loaded question.
Because I thought the question was, am I allowed to buy a PS4? But apparently she's on board with this whole thing.
Well, there you go.
Then she asked me a lot of very non-gamer questions.
Okay.
She was like, so does this thing play PS3 games? I was like, no, sorry.
Well, I'd say that's a gamer question, but...
I say, quote unquote, someday. Well, because then she asked, well, how am I going to play L.A. Noire? And I said, you know, when we buy the PS4, the PS3 is still in existence. It doesn't just magically turn to dust. Then she says, will the PS3 play PS4 games? No, it will not. Which, that's what they need to put out, is a firmware update for the PS3 to play PS4 games. Sony wins.
This is also my girlfriend's big complaint with the whole new console generations. It's like, but you have the old ones, and those work fine. Why do you need a new one?
I mean, she is going to get a free PS3 out of this, because the PS4 will go in my office, and the PS3 will stay in the living room.
Yeah, my girlfriend is not a gamer of any sort, so...
It all just depends. Well, she's going to... My wife will get Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PS3, because it will stay up there. But, pumped to tell you guys that I will be getting a PS4.
Well, good for you.
With permission. And always. Because I got that, I might get it earlier than next March. She's like, how are we going to pay for this? I was like, I thought you were buying it for me. You got me a PSP and you got me a PS3. She's like, I don't have that kind of money. I'm like, don't worry, I'll cover it.
Credit cards. Well, we got to know how much it costs first.
Expensive.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I mean, it can't be $600, can it?
Yeah. Again. Wasn't the PS3 $600?
I mean, come on. It can't be that crazy. All right, Scott, speaking of things that are crazy, NCAA Football 14 cover vote is still going on.
This is the vote that never ends.
Excellent, Scott. Well played. so someone must have rigged the thing, and now it's down to Texas A&M's Ryan Swoop, maybe Swope, I don't really know because I've never heard of him, because the answer should have been Eddie Lacy. But him and Denard Robinson, which, I mean, I guess Denard Ooh. Robinson is the lesser of two evils, so...
Who does Denard Robinson play for?
Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
And so now I have voted for Denard Robinson.
Okay, I continue to not care.
Yep. Scott Bins. Yeah, so hopefully that's over soon.
It won't be over until the guy they actually, you know, have a contract with, you know, has more votes.
It will be over March 8th.
Oh, all right.
Hey, speaking of things you can vote on, you can go to bit.ly/true162. Do you know that, Scott?
Yeah, I do. I voted.
And let me check on that voting, which is far more important than the cover voting. You I was actually vote. Thinking I should just, like, every week I should just cut, like, one team off. as I said last week, I'm going to play a full 162-game season without simming in MLB 13, the show. And as of right now, and your votes, I will play as the Chicago Cubs.
Ugh.
I mean, hey, it's better than the Astros.
Debatable.
Scott, I was actually doing some research. Cubs have some good players. I will probably trade Soriano, bring up a couple minor leaguers, and dominate.
But you see, they're the Cubs, and as someone who lives in Wisconsin, I am legally required to hate them.
It's going to be windy at Wrigley. I could probably hit a ball to your house. If the home run is in the direction of your house. Though, actually, I'm kind of upset, because now that the wind is going to be down, maybe I want to hit as many bombs. But also, good for my pitchers. Chicago Cubs, not a terrible team. I looked at their lineup. Not bad.
Hmm.
They have pieces.
Throw it all they have.
What else here? NASCAR The Game Inside Line has had a patch rejected by Microsoft.
Okay.
This is the Generation 6 DLC cars, and the Daytona 500 Highlight Pack has been rejected by Microsoft, but approved by Sony. So PS3 people will get it soon, and Microsoft people are kind of screwed.
Did they say why? Did it, like, you know, brick Xboxes or something?
It does not. No, they didn't say why. But they're working on fixing their reasons.
All right.
So that should be interesting. I need to play that game more, because supposedly they kind of fixed some of the stuff.
I hope so.
Let's see. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 14 coming out with a demo next Tuesday, as in this Tuesday, March 5th.
Same day the baseball games come out.
So I have to figure out a way to play the show and the Tiger Woods demo at the same time.
Well, you have two systems, so yeah.
It's a possibility that I can pull it off, but
I can play the Tiger Woods demo in the morning before I go to work. And then after work, I will have picked up the show on my dinner break, and then I will play the show after that.
But you know what you will not be able to play?
What is that?
Demos of the show or MLB 2K13.
Is this news anymore? I don't think there have been demos for the games for a while now.
Well, MLB has done them in the past. They try to do one a week prior, and they've done it for the last 4 years.
Oh, have they? All right.
Sony, you know, not so much.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played a demo for the show. Well, first off, I bought the system with the show, so I didn't have a reason to play any demo that may have existed right before that.
And my question is, if you're on Xbox and you want to play baseball, you're getting MLB 2K13. And if you're on Sony, but if you're on PlayStation and you want to play baseball, you're getting MLB 13. So, I don't think you really need a demo.
No, yeah, it's because you know what you're getting.
And let's
be honest. In both cases, a demo is not going to show off the areas of the games they've changed. It's going to be baseball. It's not going to look much different.
Well, the only thing would be if the MLB 13 demo, like, you know, usually they put, like, the two World Series teams or two playoff teams in.
Yeah.
If they maybe released, like, if their demo was of postseason mode.
Oh, yeah, that could be. But, you know, how big would that demo be with all the audio that's supposed to go with
right.
that?
Right. And I was thinking, do we really need demos for any sports games other than Pro Evolution and FIFA, since those are the only two games that, like, compete against each other?
Yeah, I'll agree with that, but I do enjoy getting the Madden. Like, this year was a big year to get the Madden demo because they were really hyping the Infinity Engine.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you were getting Madden anyway. It wasn't going to determine your
purchase. That's true. I was getting Madden. You know, not playing a demo of Madden was not going to sway my decision on Madden. Right. One way or the other, unless it was hideously broken. And even then.
Right, and even then, you know, it's the demo. So they probably stopped working on it like a month ago to get it ready for the demo.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, yeah, with all the sports games, if you're getting a hockey game, it doesn't matter if the NHL 13 demo is good or bad, you're still going to get it.
Actually, no, the NHL 13 demo actually really convinced me of the game. Like, GM Connected had me going, okay, probably for that. But then the demo was like, okay, wow, this momentum skating thing, it does make a huge difference.
Yeah,
I gotta get this.
If you push it on the left stick, you can hustle. Didn't know about that.
Read the manual.
I would love to, but I don't want to. I would like to read my manuals while on the toilet, not while in a game. Scott Binns. What shall we talk about next?
Well.
I guess the huge block of things on the rundown next is MLB 13 The Show. Oh, Scott.
All right.
We're going to talk a lot about the show in the next little bitty here.
Yeah, and probably next week, too. You and Rich, I won't be here next week, but...
All right, let's kick it off with the MLB 13 soundtrack. I've never heard of any of these songs.
I've heard of the bands, but not the songs. I looked at the list.
Yeah, featuring classic bands such as Big Boy, featuring Kelly Rowland. Huh? Blink 182.
Okay, there. Someone I've heard of, at least.
Soundgarden.
Okay.
The Mowglies. Mowglies? The Rolling Stones, really? Do the Rolling Stones are relevant still?
Okay.
ZZ Top has a song called I Gots to Get Paid. I feel like,
it's like
that song was written for this game. They got to get paid, so they made a song.
It's like, oh, we've got all these A-list bands, but we're using their D-list songs.
I've never heard of any of these songs.
They're probably good songs. The baseball game soundtracks in general have always been like, I don't know this song, but I kind of like it.
You know what had a good soundtrack?
Hmm.
MVP 05.
I don't even remember. I do remember the MVP 04 soundtrack was kind of nice.
No, MVP 05, because it started with Tessie, even though Owen Good hates that song. let's see. There is the trophy listing, which has been revealed.
All right, let's take a look at this.
So you could be an escape artist. You have to escape a no-out, bases-loaded jam without any of the runners scoring. Can you do that, Scott? That's tough.
See, baseball is like the biggest, like as far as achievements and trophies go. The biggest thing of you're just going to have to try, you know, you'll get it when it happens. You can't. I suppose you could walk three guys and then see what happens.
I'm assuming this is just a typo, but it says playback time, but it's actually probably payback time.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a typo on the on Operation Sports.
After getting hit by a pitch, hit a homer in on the player's following at bat. All right. Earn a save by only throwing all fastballs for the Bring the Heat trophy. Let's see. Look, I like the names. Dreaded leadoff walk.
Off walk.
Draw a walk with the first batter of the inning. You know, stuff's going to happen. In a single game, hit four or more home runs with the same player. It's called the number 17.
Hmm.
Winning combo, throw a combined no-hitter with two or more pitchers. Credit extension in Citi Field have a player hit for the cycle. I like these. I like that they have funny names.
Yeah. What? Ooh, Brewed Fresh. In Miller Park, hit a home run to the right, Hit a home run in the stands to the right, of the center field hitter's eye. I'm trying to think of what's there. Like, there's nothing. There's like nothing there. It's just sort of a Y.
All right. Wouldn't it be hit? I would rather hit the
like Bernie's slide. Bernie's slide or something.
That was a thing one year, right? Was it hit the slide something?
It might have been. I know, like in other, like in Colorado, there's like hit one into their fountain back there.
Into Arizona the rocks at Anaheim.
Yeah, in Arizona, there's like hit one into the hot tub.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got like a hot tub and like past the outfield fence. It's like a party area. And so there was an achievement a couple years ago for hitting one into the.
Hail to the Chief in Nationals Park hit a home run off the right field foul pole.
Sometimes they don't make much sense.
I mean, it goes a ding. All right. Any more of those you want to name?
No.
All right.
Complete a... Oh, okay. Some of these, you know, some of these are going to be like, oh, awesome. That's like... I'm glad I looked at this list so I know, like, what I will do when I get the game, and I can just knock a couple of those out.
To know which stadium to play Home Run Derby at.
Well, could you do it in Home Run Derby?
You used to be able to.
Okay.
So I would assume still.
But, like, you know, there's complete the show live game. Okay.
Scott, great news. Do you remember how back in the day, either a postseason bonus or a couple bucks would net you some historic fields?
Yeah.
Now you can get Crosby Field, Forbes Field, Sportsman's Park, Polo Grounds, Griffith Stadium, Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium, Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, Sun Life Stadium, and Scheib Park all faux-free on the disc.
Oh, they're just finally in the game like they were in the past.
Yep.
You know,
Polo Grounds is my favorite.
Oh, isn't it like the really narrow field?
Yeah. So it's like really short down the lines and then really deep to center. Scott, our first game that we will stream, we will play at the Polo Grounds.
All right.
All right. Calling that right now. Yeah, so stick tuned all week. Me and Scott will be playing each other in MLB The Show. Hopefully the internet stays connected.
Hopefully the internet, you know, plays nice.
Oh, I actually played a almost game of MLB 12 on the Vita online.
Almost?
Yeah, in the second inning it canceled. And then the second time we tried to play, my PS Vita died because I ran out of battery. I mean, who charges stuff? It's ridiculous.
Overrated.
Let's see. We have the show ratings for every team, which, I mean, isn't really true.
We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Or no, we talked about the 99s.
Oh, no, we talked about the team rankings. We've got the player ratings now.
Yeah, these are player ratings. It's a top 10 at every position, it looks like. Scott, great news. Corey Hart, who's on your
DL?
DL, 92 overall.
All right.
Let me just search for Brewers. It'll probably save me some time. Aramis Ramirez, 89.
All right. Also got injured the other day.
Is it Jonathan Lucroy or LaCroix?
Lucroy.
86 at catcher. Brian Braun, as we said, is a 99 outfielder.
So you're telling me that the Brewers have got like players like every position in the top 10 almost.
That's pretty good.
And now here's what I want to know if the show has taken into account of this. Corey Hart plays first base now, but up until last year, he played in the outfield. He was a pretty good outfielder, too. Is that reflected? Like, can I put him back into the outfield and he still will be good? Like, I would assume he should be.
I mean, probably.
Okay. That's something that's... I don't think the games have ever gotten quite right. I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past.
I think we talked about it last week with... Aroldis Chapman, who's a 99 closer,
that's
gonna
move
to a starting pitcher. Actually, funny that you mention that. Hold on, John Axford is 92.
Ooh, nice.
But
that, although he had a bad year last year, though.
What's funny is, interesting. This list has top rated pitchers and then top rated closers, and it has Aroldis Chapman as a 99 top rated pitcher.
Interesting.
Anybody
assume,
else you want to hear
I assume
about?
Pitchers mean starters.
I would assume so. And Aroldis Chapman is in that part of the list, so. Curious about anybody in particular?
Not really, no. You know, I'm looking through the list. I don't see anything that stands out as me as wrong or bad.
Let me see what the Braves got, as I am a Braves fan. Let's see. Brian McCann is an 88 catcher. Justin Upton is an 86 left fielder. BJ Upton is an 88 center fielder.
Are they related?
They may be brothers.
Okay.
Separated at birth. Or separated by the MLB draft.
I just think it's always cool when you wind up with Bryke brothers in the same team.
Yeah. Jason Hayward is a 91 in right field. Chris Medlin's a 95 starting pitcher. And Craig Kimbrell, who nobody even knows what team he's on, is a 99 closer. I mean, I'm pumped to play as the Braves in TSG Triple Play. You can sign up now. That's sportsgamer.com/leagues.
Plug.
I'm pretty good at that. Just throwing those things in. So hopefully... I mean, you know what's funny is I watched a video for the postseason mode, and it didn't have... what's this guy's name at all? Aroldis Chapman on the roster at all.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Because I was like, oh, where's he as a closer? Not there. Where's he as a starter? Oh, not there either. All right, Scott, great news. Do you remember all the controversy over the Braves batting practice hat with the screaming Indian on the front?
Nope.
All right, well, guess what? It's in the game.
Whoops. That's a bad timing issue, I think.
Yeah, there was a post on UniWatch that showed all the new batting practice hats for this year.
Yeah.
I think the next, like, 2 or 3 years. And the Braves had the Screaming Eagle logo on their hat. And then apparently after a lot of people complaining about it, they switched just like a script A. But the Screaming Eagle.
You might want to edit that out.
I'll leave it in. The Screaming Eagle. I don't even know how to spell that. I can't make it a title if I don't know how to spell it, right? Screaming Eagle. Anal.
Okay. That is not what I thought you said.
Oh, you thought I said Screaming Anal?
Yeah.
Screaming Anal is now the title. Thank you.
You sure you want to go with that?
You know what's funny is after we talked about that guy on the Packers and I titled the episode Attention Whore?
Yeah.
Apparently iTunes starred out the H-O-R.
Oh, all
right. Huh, interesting, right? So, Screaming Eagle hat. Scott, are you offended?
No, not really.
All right. I mean, there's a football team called the Redskins, so relax, people.
I don't get offended by these things. And I don't get why, you know, Indian tribes or other people get offended by them either.
I mean, it's bringing publicity to the cause, maybe? Probably not.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I feel the Indians logo is far more racist than this one. They got that big, dumb Indian on the cover.
Yeah.
Like t-shirts? Yeah, it's pretty dumb. All right, Scott, let's talk about important stuff like, what I write down here, postseason mode? Huh? You excited for that?
It should be cool. Like, I'll check it out.
Yeah, well, Sony put out a video on the
question
devlog.
That no one has answered yet, I don't think. Maybe I missed it. Does the postseason mode stuff carry over to franchise mode when you're in the postseason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then definitely. Now I got to get to the postseason.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff that's in the postseason. Well, you can just do the postseason, which is kind of cool. They called it the postseason on the menu.
Nice.
Not just postseason.
The postseason. The
so
postseason.
There was a... Go ahead.
That was it. I was just saying the postseason.
Yeah. Like the show, MLB 13.
Yep.
So there was a video on the MLB dev blog. The crowd looks really good. Remember last year, it was kind of like there was like 4 different models, and they were just kind of sitting around all over the place?
Yeah.
Feels like this year there's a lot more.
Okay.
They do the opening lineups now. So you can have the people.
There's introductions and what have you?
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. I will watch that once.
A lot of presentation stuff is like, oh, it's awesome that they added that.
Mm-hmm.
Skip.
Like on-field interviews after the game?
Yeah.
I mean, they stole that straight from Pro Baseball Spirits. Because that's in it. You know what I really wish? I wish they made deals with, like, Fox and TBS for the postseason mode stuff.
Yeah, to get the graphics packages.
Yeah, and even to get... Look, I'm never going to ask you for Tim McCarver and Joe Buck.
Please,
but, you know,
no.
It would have been nice. Just saying. It's funny, they added all this stuff postseason mode, but while I was playing Pro Baseball Spirits, I was like, I really like that I can play this game kind of quickly because you can pretty much just X through everything to get to, like, the start of the next pitch.
Yeah. Hey, that was something I noticed about MLB 2K13. It seemed like you couldn't do that, and it took forever, you know, it seemed just like, oh, come on, I'm tired of watching this guy warm, you know, get loose at the plate. No, come on, let's go, go, go. It may be one thing to be wary of, but again, you don't have a choice, so.
I just hope to make it to the postseason mode in my true 162.
Good luck with that.
I mean, you should go vote. I will tweet out the link many times. let's see. They also put out a new developer blog video for Road to the Show, Scott's favorite mode in a baseball game.
This sounds... They're doing a lot here that I like. The fact that you actually have to catch the ball now.
Well, that's an option.
Well, good.
Scott, you play... What position do you play normally when you do Road to the Show?
I've been center field a lot. Sometimes I'll do infield, though.
That's why I like having you here, Scott, because you play fielding while I play pitching.
Yeah. Sometimes I've had another one going as a pitcher, too. Like, I'll play... Because my biggest problem with Road to the Show is I'll be playing, I'm like, oh, I just want to do everything. I kind of wish there was an old-school Road to the Show mode, like from the first years, where you just played as the team you were on.
Oh, see, I didn't notice that.
Oh, that was like...
Maybe I wasn't in the game before when that came out.
Yeah, that might have been like 08. You know, that had to be one of the first years of Road to the Show. I've got 09 here. Is this the first year? I don't know. It's Road to the Show is on here, but I don't know if it was the first year or not.
Well, I can look it up right now, Scott. It's called Wikipedia. let's see. MLB 08 contains lots of game modes.
I think it might have been 08. Or maybe even going far back to 07. I'm trying to think of what ones I was playing like when I really got into the show.
Road to the Show was in 07.
That might have been it then. That might have hung on for a while, but yeah, you just played as the team that you were on. I thought that was an interesting, different way to do it.
Well, in 07, it says it enables gamers to play offense and defense from the created player's perspective.
Oh, you could do it where you just played as, you know, your guy, too, but you could also just play as the team.
Yeah, that's what I like in FIFA. When you're doing your career mode, you can either play as just your character or you can play as the character and the team.
Yeah.
So you can rack up mad goals. so let's talk about some of the stuff in Road to the Show, all of which you will probably love as a center fielder.
All right.
New camera mode thing for fielding and fly ball assist. Did you check that out, Scott?
No, I didn't look at it, but I've read a little bit. I'm bad at watching videos. I'd rather read things because I can do that at work.
So now what's going to happen is when the ball's hit up in the air, the camera is going to go like from behind you and watch the ball.
All right.
And then, you know, when you play like a shooter, if you get hit from like the right,
mm-hmm.
a thing pops up on the right of your screen to show that you got hit from over there.
Right, something like that. Like you gotta.
That is how the fly ball assist is going to work. So if the ball's hit to your right, there'll be like an arrow to the right telling you which way to run.
Okay, so it's not going to put a direct point on the field, at least not right away.
You will see it. I guess if you're charging in, you'll kind of see it. You'll see that ball on the screen. You know, the ball on the field.
Yeah,
that's still there.
Okay,
but from the view you'll be looking at it, you probably won't see it that well.
I see.
But it'll use that like hit marker kind of thing to show you which way you're supposed to run.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll start out red, and then yellow as you get closer, and then green.
I'm sure it'll make more sense when I try it.
Yeah. Should be pretty awesome.
This is what could be in a demo, by the way.
Yeah. Let's see.
And then do you have to press a button to catch it, or does it just make it harder to get there?
There is the choice of a setting that is turned off by default of a user catch, where it kind of looks like you're going to press L2 to, like, squeeze the glove closed.
Okay.
Which could be kind of cool, could also get really annoying.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll give it a try. I'm all for more control, especially in fielding, which always felt kind of dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, run to that spot, throw the ball. And in the outfield, you're almost always throwing a relay throw. So it's even more boring.
The best way to not screw up is just throw to the relay, man.
Yeah.
And now post-hit, the camera will follow like where your eyes would go to watch the ball.
Okay.
Which is pretty sweet. So you'll get like that zoomed in on like the back of your head, kind of, and watch the ball. And that also, same kind of thing happens when you're base running. So you'll follow the ball where it's actually hit. And they got rid of that stupid compass thing, which I still don't understand. I've never understood that compass.
Okay.
Now it's just up to advance and down to go back.
That's fair enough.
Let's see. Now there will be ball trails and halos on the ball. I mean, that's always helpful.
I think those were always there.
I don't remember the trail, but I like the trail.
Maybe not the trail, no. The Halo.
I remember the flashing Halo thing, yeah. Yeah, user catch, L2, and you know, catch the ball.
But I definitely like putting, in Road to the Show, I like having the button to do that, because I always hated, like, oh, you're gonna have an error now.
Yeah.
Arbitrary error.
Let's see, if you play an infielder, you can call for a pickoff. How sweet is that, Scott?
Nice. I like that.
So if you're a shortstop and you see the guy getting too far off the bag, you can call for pickoff. New sim screen and game log. Remember how you used to just hit sim and it'd be like, mm-hmm. Now you're up
and
again.
Yeah.
Now it'll actually tell you what happens.
Okay, that's good.
You'll get, there's a presentation overhaul, including first-person audio. So, like, while the ball's in play, you will actually hear what you would hear on the field.
Okay.
So if, like, minor league crowds, you'll hear small crowds, but like, okay. Major league crowds will be big and boisterous.
And no commentary, I assume.
Yep. The commentary will happen post-play.
Oh, I like that. I like sort of that mix of both, where mm-hmm. I like that mix of both, where you're on the field, you know, it's like you're on the field, and then replay, and then you'll get commentary and everything.
Yep. And I think this might be my favorite thing ever in a video game. You can fully customize your batting stance.
Really?
Kind of. Like, you'll still pick your pro batting stance.
Right.
And then you will pick your follow-through.
Oh, okay.
Your practice swing. The stride that you take in your stance. So I guess your stance, I guess when you pick the pro stance, you're really just kind of picking their beginning part of the stance. Yeah, follow through, practice swing, stride, your reaction when you take a pitch.
Okay, it's more like piecing things together instead of just being like one person.
Mm-hmm. Your reaction when you take a strike, your reaction when you swing and miss, and your home run pose. Which home run pose is awesome. and then there's also a career achievement screen, so you can look back on your first hits and stuff.
Awesome.
I'm pretty pumped, Scott.
Yeah, I always love Road to the Show.
I might love it more. Well, I do love it more than Franchise, I think.
I'm a little torn there, but it's sort of what I hate about the show is that both modes are so good that I wind up splitting my time between them and then never fully enjoying either.
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest problem, I think. They've made a game that's too good, Scott.
Yes.
Which is why I don't trade in my game till the last minute. we already said there will be no demo, but, Scott, you can pre-order MLB 13 The Show from the PSN store and download it at midnight on March 5th.
Which actually, I'm guessing, means 11:01 my time, which would be right when...
Oh, Scott, this is about to do.
Which, well, and then here's the thing, though. How big is the game? How long is it going? Honestly, if I did this, and I'm not going to. maybe had I known about it before, although I want to sell the game later, so probably not. But had I known about it before I arranged with the guy here to get one, maybe I'd have done this. But it would have been set it to start downloading, and now I go to bed.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's done in the morning. No, and first make sure the PlayStation doesn't turn off.
True. And you'll get an extra $120 million for your franchise budget if you pre-order it this way. The only problem is, if all these people pre-order it, that's a lot of people trying to download it at the same time, which would probably mean it will take even longer.
Yeah.
I wish you could start the download now, just not have access to it.
But it's locked until, you know, maybe even midnight your time in that case. But I'm curious if that means that, you know, I can start downloading. I assume it is, because there's probably no way to, you know, regionally time lock the download. So it just goes up. All right, well, fine. Eastern time zone, 12:01. Mm. All right, guess what? All you people on the West Coast get it, you know, a few hours earlier than the 5th.
Yeah, but it'll take them 3 hours to download.
Yeah, there's no way anyone will be... There's no way anyone will be playing it downloaded on the 4th.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's stop talking about MLB, because we're almost done here.
All right.
Have you heard of this Overdog thing?
I've heard a little bit about it.
Kickstarter project?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it.
So what their plan is to set up a system so that you can play video games with professional athletes.
Okay.
I'm going to assume it's only sports games.
I don't know. It seems to me let's say
Call of Duty and Deathmatch and Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was gonna say it seems like Call of Duty is kind of big.
You know what's an easier way? Just go on Twitter and then say, "Hey, do you want to play a sports game?" Because Chad Johnson will play you for free if you're on at the right time.
Desmond Bishop, Packers linebacker, was injured this last year. Gave out his gamer tag at a TV show taping we did.
I don't remember
what it is now, but he did that.
Cardinals pitcher. Who did I? Or not Cardinals. I had on my old PS3 account, I have John Lannon, who used to pitch for the Nationals, and Drew Storen, the Nationals closer, maybe setup man this year on my PS3.
Cool.
Just because they play Call of Duty.
There was the phone, the Windows phone commercial with Cam Newton. Mm. He's like, "Yeah, I'll challenge anybody on Xbox." Like, you didn't really specify a game there, so
maybe it's anything.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's see how he can handle Street Fighter.
I mean, this is kind of cool.
Honestly, yeah, I like the game with fame things that Xbox sometimes does, but. Mm. I honestly don't know if I'd want to play. Like, it sounds cool, but I guess I don't get as starstruck as some people do.
Yeah.
Like, if I found out, let's say I wound up into a game of, like, Call of Duty with Desmond Bishop just because I recognize that gamer tag.
Mm.
Oh, hey, cool. But, I don't get starstruck. I ran into Aaron Rodgers at a restaurant one time, and I was just like, "Oh, hey, look, it's Aaron Rodgers."
Yeah. Did you ask him for his gamer tag?
No.
Scott,
I did not talk to him.
Do you know who Vince Workman is?
No.
Do you know who Alan Vingrad is?
No.
Both of these people played for the Packers. He played in quarterback Brett Favre's debut game.
Okay, well, that explains it. That explains why I never heard of him.
$250, you can have dinner with Vince Workman, thanks to Thuzio.com. You can play a round of golf with him for $500.
Is that counting the round of golf?
Oh, I wonder if he pays for that. That's a good question. Let's see. And this Alan Vingrad, $1,000. I mean, there's places that you can go to pay money to hang out with people.
That just sounds sad to me.
I know. Hey, you know what? If you want to play with someone, just hit me up. That's Sports Gamer on PSN and Xbox. I'll play something with you. I got no problem with that. I don't know, it's going to be a lot of guys that I don't know who they are. Like, I don't know who this guy Tim Shaw is. I'm going to pull him up right now. Tim Shaw. American football player. Tim Shaw is an American football linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. I feel like the people that you want to play with, there's going to be everybody that wants to play with them.
And you'll never actually get to. Yeah,
Right.
And the other thing, and I don't mean this... I don't mean this in a bad way, but I honestly think most professional athletes are not the kind of people I want to hang out with on a regular. I wouldn't be friends with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just one game of Madden.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be cool. But I have no yearning desire to play a game of Madden against a real football player. It'd be cool if I got the chance, but...
What if you smoke them and they don't even see it coming?
That means nothing to me. It's like, okay, I can play a video game better than you guys.
You could be like, I beat Aaron Rodgers in football.
It would be like my freshman year at college where I barely knew anything about football. I was just starting to really learn about football at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just destroying everyone at Madden just because I was better at video games.
And then everybody hated you.
That is exactly what happened. People didn't want to play me anymore.
And that is why Scott Bain's now on a sports video game podcast.
Amazing how times change.
So, they've raised $8,000 of their $100,000 goal with 26 days left. So, if you think this is a great idea, go back them on Kickstarter.
Oh, it's a Kickstarter thing. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not... You know, I backed that wrestling game that never came out.
Yeah, I did too. But no, they released a demo or something. Tech demo, something like that. They did something.
Scott, I had a great idea.
Hmm.
Let me see if this would get you into Ultimate Team, alright? I even put this up on the EA Game Changers idea share.
I did read this.
I had an idea where you would be able to go online... give EA Sports, say, $10, and you could make a personalized Ultimate Team card of yourself.
I love that idea.
I do too, right? Like, my grand idea would be you go online, upload a picture, which would be get moderated, so you don't just put, like, a picture of your balls.
Yeah, you know, like everyone would do.
Yeah. And then, you know, you go in, and everybody gets, like, an 87 of themselves. Or depending on what game, you know. Some games have messed up grading systems. So,
but, you know, a starting level player.
A quality player. And then you just kind of pick, like, a player that you would like to play at, like, and get, like, the same skill rating as them. You know, and you pick your outfit and all that stuff. I think that'd be sweet. $10? I'd play more Madden if I could do that.
Yeah.
And more NHL.
Well, and then, now here's the thing. In the case of, say, FIFA, could you also then apply your game face to it?
I would, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, I guess that would be possible. Because it'll have your picture, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't have your game face. Just give me something close.
The idea is cool. I will grant you that. I don't know if it would get me to play Ultimate Team more.
But it would get you to drop that $10 to get your card in the game, wouldn't
probably,
it?
Probably.
That's $10 free. So that's it.
it's free. Someone would have to work on that.
It's somewhere. There's like an
EA Sports... have to pay the moderator, if nothing else.
There's like an EA Sports Game Changers page. Game Changers? I think if you just logged into EASports.com, somewhere there's a thing. Sports... Game Changers. What if I just Google all that? EASports.com/GameChangers. Ah, see, told you. I knew it was somewhere. And then you can go to my game idea. And I put it under general, I think. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link. I wonder... I believe that if you can log into EASports.com, you'll be able to go upvote this. I believe EA Sports may have the worst servers on the history of the planet.
Their website's kind of a mess.
All right, so moving right along, we have no Twitter questions because you're all trash. Just kidding,
even,
love you all.
Even,
send in your Twitter
Carl
questions.
Carl J. Ward let us down.
I know, he's English. What do you expect? Let's see. I feel like there was something else I want to talk about. Scott Binns, did you notice that there are no tennis games coming out this year?
No, I didn't, actually.
But now that I've pointed it out, aren't you a little upset?
No, not at all.
All right, Scott. just curious, is there a sports game... let me read this whole note as I wrote it. Is there a sport that someone could turn into a great game that doesn't currently exist for the next set of consoles?
Ooh, that's good. I'm trying to think of some sort of sport that would have enough popularity to warrant... a game.
I want a good curling game. I'm never gonna get that.
I could see that being a good download like arcade or PSN network game.
Yeah, this Game Changers thing kind of sucks.
I will say that if you really want to play curling, go find Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics on DS that had curling in it.
Interesting.
And you'd use the stylus and the touchscreen to sweep in front of the rock.
Yeah.
Or stone? Rock or stone? Whatever, I forget what it's called. Stone, I think.
I believe both.
Okay.
I don't know, Scott. There's no iTunes reviews, no Twitter questions. Twitter.com/thatsportsgamer.
Well, you came up with a good other question. I've always in my mind tried to think of how fencing would work in a video game. Like a full... Not some sort of Wii Sports minigame kind of thing, but actual fencing. I honestly just don't think it would work.
I think you need the PlayStation Move. But then how do you get, like, the reaction stuff? Like, I understand how the offense would work with the PlayStation Move.
The sword play isn't the hard part with Move. The problem would be accurately getting, moving up and down the strip.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to have depth sensing cameras with the PlayStation, so...
Well, maybe, but at some point, you've either got to start far enough back, you're going to have enough room. You know, it's like...
Not true.
Maybe when you can get, like, a... if you can... Like, let's say you take a Wii Remote and a Nunchuck, but you could lose the cable between them. Then maybe you could, use one hand on the Wiimote as the sword, and then you could control your distance with the other hand, with the joystick in your other hand.
I can see how that would work.
There was some, I never played it, but there was some, it was like Deca Sports or something like that, that had, I think, foil in it.
Yeah, I think so.
But I never tried it.
I remember playing that at Comic-Con one year.
Ah.
I believe they had that. It's a good game. Believe it or not, not terrible.
Yeah, but as far as like a major sport, maybe lacrosse is getting big enough now, and I know there's those like indie games, lacrosse games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I could be down for a lacrosse game.
I don't know if I would I would probably try it. Kind of, yeah. Like I tried when I found the demo of the cricket game, I tried that.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty pumped. There's a new Ashes 2013 cricket game coming out this summer. I'm bored of all sports games, Scott, so I just want to play new sports. Hence why I'm getting the Japanese baseball game again this year and cricket. And I have a rugby game on my shelf.
Yeah, I think the bigger thing would be, like, what kind of, like, leagues or something could be, you know, or what's something that could be done in a sports game that hasn't been done, like how big...
Cross-console multiplayer?
Well, stuff like that. I'm thinking, like, I know, like, way back in the Sports Anomaly days, they always would joke about a Friday Night Lights game.
Like, I mean, you got that. Just play the first part of Road to Glory, and that's it. It's there. But you have a pocket passer, and his throw power resets to 48.
But, you know, like a totally customizable, you know, football game that's kind of based on high school, where, like, you don't even get to recruit players. They just show up, and they just show up, and you have to deal with what you've got.
Oh, maybe you start as like a public school, and then the big thing is you get to become a private school. Then you can try to recruit players.
Yeah, I don't know, or maybe, you know, I don't know if the thing is like, you know, I know around here with high school football, you know, when you're coaching somewhere, you pretty much are coaching at that school until you leave or get fired or
die.
Or die. I think that did happen once around here. Uh-huh. To be fair, he may have gone into failing health and had to stop coaching, like, shortly before he died. But, I shouldn't chuckle about it, but...
Hey, I'm good for a new college baseball game.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it. I was like, I could really get into a college baseball game right now.
Yeah, I don't know about college, but maybe college hockey would be good.
Yeah, college hockey would work.
I could have sworn a couple years ago, EA said that they were going to be adding college hockey, either doing a college hockey game or adding it to NHL somehow. Like, I could have sworn that there was some sort of announcement about that, and then nothing happened. You know, kind of like how they have like the Canadian Hockey League now, and it's basically just a farm system.
Hold please while I Google.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves.
Let's see. This was from 2010. According to Paul Kelly, executive director of College Hockey, Inc., the NCAA and EA Sports are very close to announcing an agreement to bring the U.S. college game to the masses in NHL 13, or in NHL.
Whatever happened to that?
Nah, I guess nothing.
Because I think that would have been a good way to go about it, is just, you know, sort of have a college league in the game.
Well, I mean, I don't know how good these guys were at writing, because NCAA basketball and NCAA football have their own annual release from EA Sports. Why not hockey? Guess what? NCAA basketball doesn't have it anymore. So, but, I mean, all that licensing stuff with college stuff is a pain, so.
You know, maybe that's something now when you get into the new systems and have bigger disk space. Maybe that's where college basketball goes. They just make it all one big game. But I don't know how But then again, you don't know how the big leagues would feel about that either.
Right. But I'm telling you, college baseball game would be pretty sweet. If you could give me NCAA football in a baseball game, I'd be pretty pumped.
I don't know. Did you play the MVP for the couple years it was college baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had no problem. I would play as better teams. I used to play as, like, Rutgers.
I had the first one because I thought, you know, it was still – I still liked MVP at the time. That was really before the show took off.
And you hear that ping of the bat?
Oh, yeah. Those are good games.
Hit it into the cornfield? I mean, it was great.
And, you know, and since all the players were fake anyway, I just asked my friends around campus at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like, hey, what position do you want to play?
Yeah, and that's literally what I did. I think I made my high school baseball team in it. I was like, we'll dominate. This was it was good. I'd bring it back.
Yeah, that's right. Like, is some sports game that, you know, where the gameplay, basically just give me Madden, give me the Madden or NCAA engine, but like in a high school football format where everything is customizable. And yeah, you can do that for a season in NCAA, but only in Road to Glory.
And that's what I wish. I wish that EA would make a baseball game so that they can make a college baseball game so that I could have a Road to the Show that starts with high school baseball. Like, you play the high school baseball state tournament or whatever, then you pick your college, and then you play your 4 years of college, then you can move that character into the pro game.
Yeah. I'm also thinking, like, maybe for, like, amateur and junior hockey, this could be fun.
Yeah.
Because, like, or at least around here, there's a pretty big following for amateur and junior hockey. In fact, that when I'm done with this, I'm going to go shoot a junior league hockey game. So,
see,
which, you know, they do, like, they fill up the Rush Center in Green Bay. They get a good 3,000 people at least. And I might be lowballing that number.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially this point in time in the season when there's not much else going on.
What we need is an international baseball game.
That could be good too.
So if I am Andrew Jones, I can go play in Japan.
I think that's more something they should look into adding for. For the show, but I really mean any pro baseball game. Mm-hmm. Any MLB game is adding some sort of, and I think just like how NHL has the European leagues and the Canadian leagues, and, you know, basically start making it more like FIFA, where the entire world of the sport is represented.
Ready to have your mind blown?
All right.
For Road to the Show, they should add like the Arizona Fall League. And let you go play in, like, Dominican Winter Leagues. How sick would that be?
As if you know, playing through a season didn't take long enough already. But I agree. God,
that would be awesome.
But for accuracy's sake, yeah, that would be cool. Or, you know, maybe you got to go, you know, play in Japan for a year or something.
Yeah. Andrew Jones is going to play for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles this year.
And I forget who he's playing for, but Nigel Morgan also wound up in Japan this year.
Tony Plush is in Japan. Scott, yeah. Let me tell you, I am so pumped. Every day I get more excited to get this game. Yokohama Dene Bay Stars.
Yeah. Okay. I had to think about it, but I remembered it.
Do you know he played minor league hockey?
I did, actually. They brought that up because I think he, like... they did a story on him going to practice with the Admirals, like, in October or something.
He was actually, according to all-star player Joe Thornton, Nigel Morgan was quote-unquote, actually a pretty good skater.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he knew what he was doing. Like I say, like, he just, like, hey, the Admirals and the Brewers kind of have a working relationship for, like, marketing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the Admirals even have a Brewers logo on their jerseys. It might be that the Brewers might own the Admirals, I think, might be what the deal is. And so, like, Nigel Morgan just like, hey, can I come to practice and, you know, skate around and have, you know, goof around for a day? Like, sure.
Oh, so it's kind of like how Michael Jordan got his deal to play for the Birmingham Barons.
Yeah, something like that.
The guy just owned both teams, so he's like, yeah, sure, why not? Also, the Milwaukee Admirals have a pretty sweet logo.
Yeah, when I was doing drop-in games in NHL 13, if I got to be the team captain, I'd always pick the Admirals for the jerseys.
It's a group headed by Harris Turer. Does that mean anything to you?
Nope.
Also, apparently does not mean anything to Wikipedia. Oh, wait, something with the Brewers, though. Damn it. Scott Bins.
It's you know, a marketing relationship. Like, they sell... you know, there's like a $25 package. You get a ticket to like an Admirals game, and then like you know, a nosebleed seat at a Brewer game, and like a T-shirt with both team logos or something on it. That's actually a really good deal.
I guess he owns equity in the Brewers.
Okay.
Huh. So I blame Bud Selig. That's how I like to do it.
Although my favorite cross promotion they did once, and I don't know if you remember, I didn't remember it until I looked it up, but I guess there was a commercial in the 80s where like Bob Uecker redesigned baseball uniforms and they were like ridiculously ugly.
Well, I mean,
you know, like as a joke.
As opposed to some teams that do it on purpose.
Yeah. And, but then apparently, they were like plaid or something.
I could go for a plaid jersey.
Well, so basically for one game a couple years ago, the Admirals wore jerseys based on that and then like auctioned them off for charity.
Not bad.
All right. Can we, I think we're just rambling now.
Yeah,
so
we kind of something.
We are off the rail. We are way off the rails at this point.
I blame you, Scott. I was ready to wrap this up a good probably 10 minutes ago. Oh, then Jesus. You, probably 20 minutes ago. That Sports Gamer on Twitter, at That Sports Gamer, twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer, gplus.2/ThatSportsGamer. Scott Baines, where can people find you?
At Darth
Obvious. The internet.
I didn't even let you finish. Hey, this just means you asked a good question about what sports games we'd like to see.
Oh, I have more, but now we've run over what I like to consider the fake time limit that we have.
All right, let's go.
Much
let's
like the WCW television title. Scott Baines, at Darth Obvious. Anything else you want to promote, Scott?
Nope.
I'm going to have a new footnotes coming out soon. Also, I co-hosted the first episode of Under the Code Radio, which I still don't think has been posted, so... I will keep you posted on when it's posted. Okay.
All right.
Scott, you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, then, for Scott, I'm TJ, and this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show, and we hope to see you again next week, even though Scott won't be here.
Nope. Sorry.
All right. Bye, guys.